Major Jack Bolin, retired from Metropolitan Nashville, Tennessee Police Department, conducted by Gene Bolin on April 6, 1996 at 5 o'clock p.m. The subject of this interview is Major Bolin's career in law enforcement. Major Bolin, would you give us a little bit of background on your life?
Yes, thank you. I was born May the 31st, 1931, which makes me almost 65 years old. I was born in Lansing, Michigan. My parents separated and divorced when I was 18 months old, and my mother took me south, and I was raised in Nashville, Tennessee. My mother's name is Elizabeth. My father, who is deceased, was named Bud Bolin. My wife's name is Joanne Bolin, and she's a retired police lieutenant from Nashville. I dropped out of school when I was in the ninth grade and went from job to job as a young man. I had always wanted to be a police officer, and by the time I was old enough to be a police officer, I realized that I'd made a serious mistake in dropping out of school. So I began to study and to read and to try to educate myself as best I could. And in July 15th, 1959, I took the test for the Davidson County Sheriff's Patrol, and there was 40 of us that took it at that time, and I scored 13th in the class and was hired. Previous to that, I had floated pretty much from job to job, trying to raise five children. At the time I was hired, the Davidson County Sheriff's Patrol consisted of approximately 90 men, covering 533 square miles of Davidson County. We had 3 weeks training at the old Smyrna Air Base in Smyrna, Tennessee. The class was made up of state troopers from the state of Tennessee, and the Davidson County Sheriff's Patrol had 15 new patrolmen in it. We had classes on traffic, how to investigate traffic accidents, how to investigate a burglary, fill out burglary reports. We had gun range training, some criminal law, how to settle and resolve domestic disputes, things of that nature. We went about 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for 3 weeks, and that was the total extent of my training at that time. I remember very well how excited I was to complete the course and to graduate and to become a police officer. That had been a childhood dream of mine, wanting to be a police officer. After graduation from that school, I was sent to Memphis, Tennessee, along with seven other police officers from the Davidson County Sheriff's Patrol, to attend a 7-day seminar on traffic investigation. At that time, Sheriff Tom Cartwright was the sheriff in Davidson County, Tennessee, and they were going to have seven men assigned strictly to traffic, and that was going to be my first assignment. We would be working in a one-man car. After leaving Memphis upon graduation of that short week seminar, I worked a traffic investigation for maybe 6 months, and that's about the length of time that the traffic investigation unit lasted. There was too much work for them to specialize in traffic, even just seven men. We had to start answering all different types of calls. At that time, the Nashville City Police Department consisted of approximately 300 men, and they could not investigate crimes outside of the city limits, which only covered 11 square miles of Davidson County at that time, and the sheriff's office was responsible for conducting investigations in the rest of the 533 square miles. Both the City of Nashville Police Department and the Davidson County Sheriff's Patrol were pretty corrupt departments. And I guess that would be attributed to lack of training and probably lack of leadership. I'll cover a little bit more about that later in this interview, but a department, I believe, is only as good as its leaders. And the leaders of the city police force and the Davidson County Sheriff's Patrol were really not that well trained or that well educated. Therefore, we had a lot of corruption. In 1960, well, I worked as a patrolman until 1962. And in 1962, I was promoted to investigator for the Davidson County Sheriff's Patrol. At that time, I was making $248 a month and had five children. Obviously, it was not easy making ends meet on that amount of money, so I had to take odd jobs. I worked high school ball games, directing traffic for $10. We'd have to work 3 or 4 hours for that $10 back then. I worked Vanderbilt University basketball games for $10 many times. Most any kind of an odd job that I could get, we were allowed to wear our uniforms and to make extra money because we just couldn't make ends meet on $245, $48 a month. When I was promoted to investigator, I got a $25 a month raise and really thought I was doing well. In 1963, metropolitan government came into being. That is, the city and county merged into one government, becoming metropolitan government. And therefore, the old city police force and the Davidson County Sheriff's Patrol merged. This was rather difficult for both departments because there was a lot of animosity on the part of both departments. The city policemen were jealous because they could not arrest people anywhere in Davidson County. They had to limit their arrest to the city. The Sheriff's Patrol could arrest anywhere in Davidson County because the chief law enforcement officer had always been the sheriff. However, upon the inception of metropolitan government, the sheriff was relegated to the duty mainly of taking care of the courts and the jails, process serving and things of this nature. The chief of police became the chief law enforcement officer of Davidson County, and we merged into one department of approximately 450 or 500 men now policing the entire 533 square miles of Davidson County. The bright part, as far as I was concerned, of the merger of the city and county was that I now was raised in pay from approximately $265, $70 a month to $408 a month. However, most of the superior officers with the Davidson County Sheriff's Patrol lost their rank upon that merger. I had to go to work as a patrolman for the Metropolitan Police Department instead of as an investigator. But I received a raise in pay, as I stated, to $408 a month, which was, at that time, a decent living even though it was still hard with five children to raise. At the time that the metropolitan government merged, and I went to work as a police officer, simply patrolling the streets, this only lasted about 6 months as far as my career was concerned, and I was promoted to detective and received a gold detective shield, which was a highlight for me at that time in my career. And I received an additional raise at that time, I think, of about $50 a month. I worked as a detective for 2 years, investigating all types of crimes, burglaries, rapes, murders, etc. Our department began to grow, but it was, as I stated earlier, a very corrupt department, and in fact, I believe it was Life magazine that put out an issue that stated that the Nashville Police Department was one of the worst in the country at that time. I was called into the chief of police office one afternoon and asked if I was interested in starting the internal affairs division of the Metropolitan Police Department. This was about 1965, and I was eager to progress and to gain rank in the department, because that was the only way I could make more money. There's no way you can stay the same rank and make more money in any police department. At least very few. Some have educational incentives that will pay you more, but at that time we had no such program. So I was eager to take most any promotion, even though I started the Internal Affairs Division without any rank other than that of detective. I started that division as a one-man division, and some of my first investigations were on high-ranking officers in the Metropolitan Police Department. As time went on, the department grew and the Internal Affairs Division grew, and I initially started getting more manpower and had 3 men after the first 6 months, and then finally grew to 7 men. I stayed in the Internal Affairs Division and received the rank of sergeant after I had been there for 6 months. During that period of time, I investigated many police officers based on complaints received from citizens of Davidson County. They ranged anywhere from brutality to stealing. I can say without hesitation that we investigated thoroughly every complaint received. The only way I could investigate a police officer was upon orders of the chief of police. The Internal Affairs Division cannot just initiate investigations on police officers based on rumor. The chief of police would initiate in writing for the Internal Affairs Division to begin an investigation, and that was the only way that we would start an investigation. I investigated, and my division investigated officers for serious crimes such as brutality. For instance, we charged some police officers with a violation of civil rights, people's civil rights, by beating them after they were arrested, sometimes handcuffed, put in the back of police cars and brought to jail, and for no apparent reason the police officer would brutalize the individual that was under arrest. I've testified in court many times against police officers for that violation of the law, of federal law. We also began an investigation on a group of police officers who were suspected of burglarizing businesses during their working hours. When this investigation was given to me by Chief Hubert Kemp, I went and talked with one of the officers who was suspected as being one of the burglars. I let him know that I was investigating him and frankly felt that possibly he had been victimized himself by some of the stronger willed officers, and that he was more of a follower than a leader. At that particular time, he wouldn't say much, but he kept coming back by my office wanting to talk about things.